Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy. Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We go right now to the front lines of history in the making. There's a lot of it made over this long weekend. First of all, kind of disturbing and glad that it was caught, the Justice Department has indicted two California men who conspired to blow up the Democratic headquarters in Sacramento, California. They were asked about it. They said it's because the election was stolen from Trump. Now, this big lie about somehow the election was stolen from Trump, even though he lost by 7 million popular votes, 7 million popular votes. Joe Biden had 81 million votes, more than anybody in history. Donald Trump got 74 million votes. More than any losing candidate in history. And so he says, well, I got the most of any losing candidate in history. Therefore, I won, even though the guy that really won got 7 million more votes than I did. An electoral college. Electoral college. Joe Biden beat him by about 36 electoral votes. All he had to do was beat him by one vote. Beat him by 36 electoral votes. It wasn't even close. What they seize on is that in some of the swing states, like Arizona and Georgia, it was a close election in each state. Arizona, about 14,000 votes. Georgia, in the low five figures as well. So what? The Supreme Court said that George W. Bush was the president in 2000 because the initial count showed that he was ahead by about 570 votes in Florida, 570. This is when they had the butterfly ballot and a lot of in Democratic areas where you thought you were voting for Al Gore and you were voting for Pat Buchanan. Nobody said anything back then. There was litigation, and when it was over, people abided by it. Here, it's not even the same thing. It isn't even close. In the states that really counted, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Biden beat Trump by well over 100,000 votes in Michigan, something like 70,000 in Pennsylvania and 20,000 in Wisconsin. Nobody contests that. Trump demanded a recount in all those states. In Wisconsin, he said, well, how about Madison, Milwaukee? Yeah, we don't really need a lot of the other states. How about Madison and Milwaukee? They scrupulously recounted it with Republican and Democratic observers, and the result was that Biden picked up a couple hundred more votes. But there are people out there, you know, if you repeat a lie enough, especially a big lie, people start to believe it. Conspiracy theorists. And what happens is you get these people, these two fellow California guys, who are about to blow up and kill people in the Democratic headquarters in Sacramento, California. You may remember on January 6th, there was a pipe bomb put outside of the Democratic headquarters in Washington, D.C. And there's a pipe bomb also put outside the Republican headquarters in Washington, D.C. It wasn't clear the motivation for the one in front of the Republican headquarters. But in any event, somebody was out taking a stroll, saw one, and had the presence of mind to call the police. You know, a lot of people wouldn't have called the police. They see a pipeline there, and, well, they don't think about it. But this was a very sharp individual, and she called the police, and they fortunately prevented tragedy at both those places. There is a nihilistic, vandal sentiment in the country among some people that has been whipped up by Donald Trump. And the sad thing is, you know, you can say all you want. I say it all the time. How this is terrible for the United States, this division. That somehow having people actually believe that somebody who won the vote by 7 million and the electoral vote by 36 votes, and how more than 60 judges around the country looked at it independently, including most of them appointed by Bush and Trump, some by Clinton and Obama. They all, every one of them, said these suits were frivolous, and they're starting to assess sanctions and attorney's fees against lawyers who came in to lie about it, Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, and the others. And yet there are people out there, a lot of them, who believe that something was wrong. Now, here is the real problem. Donald Trump is saying it, but of course he's a sore loser and he says things. But Ron Johnson's saying it. Kevin McCarthy's saying it. People like Moscow Mitch, initially back after the January 6th insurrection, went against Trump, and then now they've chickened out and they're silent. Two-thirds of the Republican caucus in the House of Representatives, over 140 people, voted not to certify the election, even though 50 secretaries of state and 50 governors, the majority Republicans, had sent in their certification to the federal government. Of our Supreme Court, of the seven people in our Supreme Court, there are nine on the U.S. Supreme Court. That's the big court. That's the one that is the final arbiter. But Wisconsin Supreme Court has seven justices. Three of them voted to delay the certification. Three of them. The only thing that saved it in this state, democracy, was that Brian Hagedorn, one of the Republicans, didn't go along with that. His votes have been quite objective and quite independent and quite good when it comes to election issues by and large. In Michigan, the commission that was supposed to ratify the certification was three Republicans and three Democrats. One of the Republicans did the right thing. He certified it, and then he got death threats, and he's no longer in that position. Same in Philadelphia. Philadelphia, Democratic city. One of the Republican commissioners there voted to certify, and he's no longer around. You can go on and on. The governors of Arizona and Georgia, Ducey and Kemp, were both Republicans, very conservative. But they each stood by their certifications. And as a result, they get death threats. Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State Republican in Georgia, is getting death threats, so is his family. Simply because he said, I got to certify the election. That's my ministerial duty. Got to do it. And he was right. The question is, next time, is the same thing going to happen? In other words, if in 2024, Biden runs again, I hope he does, very, very healthy, doing a good job. Say Trump runs against him. Say Trump is not in the hoosegow. He's not in an orange jumpsuit. He doesn't have government bracelets, i.e. handcuffs on his wrists, and he can run again. Biden beats him again. This time, are you going to have Supreme Court justices, election commissioners, governors, others going along with the law, with the Constitution? Or are they going to be afraid, and are they going to say, no, we don't certify it, and just hijack the election? Well, you have an indication early on when you see pipe bombs threatened to blow up the Sacramento Democratic Party headquarters. There is a large group of people out there who are prepared to use violence, essentially to just have Trump or his Trump wing of the party win and get in power no matter what. And the very sad thing, the very divisive thing in this country, is that the leadership of the Republican Party is going along with it. And that's why it's being sustained. If Kevin McCarthy and Moscow Mitch and all of the leaders, the other leaders, Scalise and others in the Republican Party, held a joint press conference, and they said, we're Republicans, but we stand first of all as Americans with our democracy. The last election didn't go the way we wanted, but it was a fair election, and we acknowledge it, And we tell everybody in this country, every Republican, deal with it and just go on and try to elect Republicans in the future. But for now, our democracy comes first. If they said that, essentially the message of Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger in Illinois, all people who stand tall, this country could heal. There still would be nuts out there, but they wouldn't have any cover. They wouldn't have any fig leaf. Now they can simply say, Kevin McCarthy is a big guy. He's the minority leader of the Senate. He could be speaker someday. And Donald Trump was the president. Moscow Mitch is pretty silent. Two-thirds of the Republicans agree with us. The Republican leadership in the Congress believes in us. The one gal, Liz Cheney, who didn't, they threw out. So we have right on our side. And that directly leads to pipe bombs. That directly leads to violence. That's what it leads to. That's what it leads to. And it's got to stop. Now, the 2022 elections are going to be a harbinger of what's going to come. And that's why it's important that the Democrats do well in those elections for a lot of reasons. I'm a Democrat. That's why I want them to do well. But even if you're not, people in all races, all of those races who support our democracy and fight the idea of the big lie, I don't care if they're Democratic or Republican. I hope Adam Kinzinger wins his seat back in Illinois. He's getting threats now, too. I hope Liz Cheney wins her seat back. When he's up again, I hope Mitt Romney wins his seat back. I hope the Republican ticket in 2024 is Mitt Romney for president and Liz Cheney for vice president. But putting all of that aside, most of the people fighting the big lie are Democrats. And in off-year elections, the party in power frequently sheds a few seats. And we can't shed too many seats. We have a very slim majority of a couple of seats in the House. And the Senate is 50-50. And Manchin and Sinema are very questionable. This depends on Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote. So stay tuned. But the message out of the pipe bombs or the alleged or the indicted guys in Sacramento going to blow up the Democratic headquarters is that the big lie of Trump and Kevin McCarthy and the rest is leading to violence. Knock it off. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Backbiter, tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.